I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever attended a family reunion? Usually it's an event where people who share the last name gather together to be encouraged and strengthen relationships with each other. You may have encountered a gathering if you traveled through a major transportation hub. I remember seeing families, people of all different ages, wearing the same t-shirt, bright, bold colors, printed with such and such family on it and the date of their reunion. Those attending were not ashamed of being in that family. All were identifying themselves as part of this particular group. They were proud of their relationship. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am you may be also, and you know the way to where I am going." One day there is going to be a great family reunion, a family gathering for all who are part of God's family. It doesn't require a t-shirt. But Jesus tells his disciples what is required to be a part of God's family. He said, "Believe in God, believe also in me." Could it be that simple? Yes. We can't buy our way in, can't earn our way in. We are not holy enough to be a part, but the adoption into God's family comes by faith in Jesus Christ. We are made new. We are made alive in Him. Death and sin no longer is master over us. We are alive in Christ and a part of God's family. Romans 6:11. "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Romans 8:15. "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba Father." John 1:12. "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." We are part of God's family. Jesus goes on and says that he's preparing a place for us to gather together. This place will be at his Father's house and will have many rooms, and Jesus himself will come and take all his followers to this reunion. Isn't that amazing? Jesus wants those who believe in him to be with him and his Father, to enjoy God, and to be encouraged in his presence. If you believe in Jesus Christ and have received him into your heart, you are a child of God and you have been and are being changed into his likeness by his Spirit. If you have not believed in Jesus Christ, why not? Why not today? Why not right now? Jesus wants you to be with him forever, to enjoy God in his fullness, to enjoy God's family, and to be encouraged for all eternity. All it takes is an act of faith. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the scripture says, "Everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame." Wouldn't it be great to be with Jesus at his Father's house and see what he has prepared for us? If you are God's child, a follower of Christ, you have this hope to look forward to. And it's better than a t-shirt. Father, we thank you that you want all people everywhere to believe in you, to receive you as Savior and Lord. Thank you that you are coming again. Thank you that you are preparing a place for us. Help us to look forward to your return. Help us to share this good news with others. In Jesus' name. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.